on to that. This was the first part. This first part is about Yehoah. You understand? This is the first part of this teaching. So the question on the table is, who is Yehoah? Who is Israel to Yehoah? Slika. Who is Israel to Yehoah? The answer, Vayikra, Leviticus chapter 25, verse 55, is going to give us the answer to that. Who is Israel to Yehoah? It's a question. Aliyah, Aliyah. Have you heard in the room? Sound? Wonderful. Who is Israel to Yehoah? That's the question. The answer. Vayikra Leviticus chapter 25 verse 55. Vayikra Leviticus chapter 25 verse 55. The answer to that. To who is Israel to Yehoah? Aliyah. For the children of Israel are servants to me. They are my servants, whom I have taken out of the land of Egypt. I am Yehoah, your power. I am Yehoah, your power. So we got our answer. The question was, who is Israel to Yehoah? The answer is, the children of Israel are servants to me. We're going to find out who the me is. They are my servants. We're going to find out who the my is. Whom I have taken out of the land of Egypt. Who's the I? I am Yehoah, your power. So now we got the answer. The children of Israel are Yehoah's servants. That's what's written. The children of Israel are Yehoah's servants. That's what's written. So we got our answer. Who is Israel to Yehoah? The children of Israel are servants to Yehoah. They are his servants. So that's the answer. The children of Israel are Yehoah's servants. That's the answer. So everybody got the answer now. The children of Israel are Yehoah's servants. That he took out of the land of Egypt. They are Yehoah's servants. So the title that we must have on ourselves, that we are striving to get on ourselves, is the title of Israel. Because we found out in Scripture, Vayikra Leviticus chapter 25 verse 55, we are told, it is written, that the children of Israel are servants to Yehoah. They are his servants. So if you call yourself an Israelite, then you are saying that I am a Yehoah servant. You're not, so let's understand that. When you say, I am a child of Israel, or I'm an Israelite, when you use that title, Israelite, you must understand by Scripture that when you say that, you are saying that you are a Yehoah servant, which means that you're not Allah's servant, because that's not what's written. You're not Jesus' servant, because that's not what's written. You're not the Holy Ghost servant, because that's not what's written. You're not any other power servant but Yehoah. So let me read that again. Who are Israel to Yehoah was the question. And the answer again, Vayikra Leviticus chapter 25 verse 55, the children of Israel are servants to me. They are my servants, whom I have taken out of the land of Egypt, I am Yehovah, your power. We got the answer. The answer, I just read the answer. Israel are Yehovah's servants, whom he has taken out of the land of Egypt. So all Israelites, if you call yourself an Israelite, you must know this day that you are only a servant to Yehovah. That's powerful. This is all foundational brickwork to an Israelite. You, if you are working for someone, you must know who you work for. When you get a job, you must know who you work. You must know your employer. If you're going to work, who do you work? What your job you work at? I don't know. What's the name of your employer? I don't know. Doesn't make sense. You must know your employer. You must know who you serve. So when you say that you want to be an Israelite, or you carry the name Israel, you must know today, this Shabbat, today, and this teaching called Bereshit in the beginning, you must know today that it is written that the children of Israel are servants to me. They are my servants whom I have taken out of the land of Egypt. I am Yehovah, your power. There it is. That's the answer. The children of Israel are Yehovah's servants. Nobody else's. That's not the anointed servant. That's not the Mashiach servant. That's not the HaMashiach. It's not what's written. We're going by what's written. It doesn't say anointed. One. It don't say Messiah. It don't say Mashiach. It don't say HaMashiach. It don't say Jesus. It don't say Allah or any other God. Power. It gives you the name, Yehovah. And your Bible, it says Lord. But we already established what Lord means. The word Lord is Yehovah. Yod, Hey, Wav, Hey. Four Hebrew letters. If you get your Hebrew, you will see that in the Hebrew scriptures. And in the word Yehovah, those letters, there is no G. The G is a Gimel. There is no G. So you know that his name is not God. In Yehovah's name, there is no, the letter G is not in that name at all. There is no letter G in Hallelujah. There's no letter G. So we must get away from the word God because it's generic. It just means power or powers. It's not his name. That's why I mentioned earlier the scriptures, even in the English, they say Lord. Because they know it's a difference. That's his name there. They don't want to tell you that. But they, at least still the Most High still allows the translators to say Lord. To let you know there's a difference. There's something has changed there. That's why I mentioned that earlier. Which is important. So in the Bible it says, I am the Lord. But really it says, I am Yehovah, your power. So right now we have all established, we have read, you have seen it with your eyes, that the children of Israel are Yehovah's servants. Boom. Okay. Today we gather ourselves into the Shabbat, right? Today it's called the Shabbat day, it's where we're together. You say the Sabbath, somebody say the Sabbath day, but in the Hebrew it's called Shabbat. So when you hear me say Shabbat, I'm saying Sabbath. They say Sabbath in the English, but it's called the Shabbat in the Hebrew language. So we are together today called the Shabbat day. So I want to go over that. So I'm going to read three places that's dealt with today. So we know that we're not here in vain. We're not here on our own. We're here because we are told to be here right now. We're told to come together right now. So that's good to know. You're coming into this way of life. Why am I in this meeting? Why am I here? We're going to get that answer. Why are we gathered today? What is the Shabbat? Let's go to Shemot, Exodus chapter 20. I want to read the fourth commandment, which is verse 8 to 11. Shemot, Exodus chapter 20, verse 8 to 11. Why we're gathered together right now. Why am I here? Why am I not coming on Sunday? Why am I here tonight? Why do I come to service on Saturday? This is why. Shemot, Exodus chapter 20, verse 8 to 11, the Shabbat. The law of the Shabbat. Hallelujah. It says, remember the Shabbat day, the Sabbath day, to sanctify it, set it apart. 6 days shall you work and accomplish all your work. But the seventh day is Shabbat to Yahweh your power. You shall not do any work. You, your son, your daughter, your slave, your maidservant, your animal, your convert within your gates. For in 6 days, Yahuwah made the heavens and the earth, the sea, and all that is in them. And he rested on the seventh day. Therefore, Yahuwah blessed the Shabbat day and sanctified it. Now, we were told that 6 days shall you do your work. When you go to your calendar, the calendar, the first day of the week is Sunday. Sunday is the first day of the week. Look at your calendar. Sunday is the first day. It's the first day of the week, Sunday. But we are told that 6 days shall you work. So 1 through 6 is days of work. So the first day is Sunday. The second day is Monday. The third day is Tuesday. The fourth day is Wednesday. The fifth day is Thursday. The sixth day is Friday. So from Sunday to Friday, we are told you shall do your work. From Sunday to Friday, because the scriptures tell us, the instructions tell us, 6 days shall you work. So 1 to 6 is 6 days. 6 days shall you work. The first day is Sunday. The second day is Monday. The third day is Tuesday. The fourth day is Wednesday. The fifth day is Thursday. The sixth day is Friday. So from Sunday to Friday is 6 days. But on the seventh day is the Shabbat to Yahweh your power. You should not do any work. But the seventh day, we are told, no work. So the seventh day is known as Saturday by the scriptures. Saturday is the day that Yahweh says no work. This is why you have, when you hear, you have known a people called the Seventh-day Adventists. They worship on Saturday because they got that truth. They don't have all the other truth, but they do know that Sunday is not the seventh day. So they have found out that understanding, and now they keep service on Saturday, which is correct. But other things they do is not correct. All I'm doing is bringing out some truth. Saturday is the Sabbath day by scripture. So I want everybody to understand that. By looking at the scriptures, by using your eyes and counting from 1 to 6 and going to your calendar and seeing that Sunday is the first day of the week on your calendar. Saturday is the seventh day of the week. It's the end of the week. So Sunday was never the day that Yahuwah told us to sanctify or to separate. He says to separate the seventh day. So this is why we're together tonight. Because we learned that when you go back to Bereshit, Genesis chapter 1, we are told how to calculate a day. Let's go to Bereshit, Genesis chapter 1, verse 5. Because the whole Genesis from all Genesis chapter 1, the whole chapter tells you about the first day all the way to the sixth day of creation, 1 to 6. And it ends out by telling us how to calculate a day. How to calculate a day, this is how you calculate a day. This is why we're here tonight. Bereshit, Genesis chapter 1, verse 5 is going to teach us about how to calculate a day. Let's go there. Bereshit, Genesis chapter 1, verse 5 is going to teach us how to calculate a day. How to count a day. We need to know that. How to count a day. So we'll know when the day begins and when the day ends. We need to know that to calculate a day. This is how you calculate a day. By the scriptures. Bereshit, Genesis chapter 1, verse 5. Hallelujah. It says, Elohim called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, one day. So a day is, it starts from evening to morning, then back to the evening. So a day equals from evening to evening. That's a day. Because in order to begin a day, in order to finish a day, you have to end the day. It, from evening goes right into the next day. You understand? For example, if the first day was from evening to morning, and then when you go to Bereshit, Genesis chapter 1, verse 8, it's giving you the second day, and it begins with the evening again. So how do you get to the second day? By hitting that evening again. For example, Bereshit, Genesis chapter 1, verse 8, hallelujah, it says, Elohim called the firmament of the firmament heaven, and there was evening and there was morning a second day. How do you get to the second day? By hitting that evening again. The evening begins the second day. So it's from evening to evening. So the Shabbat, or would you know the Sabbath day, the Shabbat day, which is the seventh day, is Friday evening, because we just found out that evening begins a day, to Saturday evening. So this is why we're together tonight, because the evening, when the sun goes down, completely down, that's the evening, it starts a day. So when the sun went down, when it's completely dark in the sky, when the sun is completely absent, when the sky is completely absent of light, sunlight, it begins the day, which is known as the evening. So from Friday night to Saturday night, it is known as the seventh day. So from tonight all the way to Saturday night, it's called the Shabbat. Yahweh tells us to separate that. So we cannot work. That's why we're not working now. We're not working from Friday night all the way through Saturday morning, all the way to Saturday night. And then after the sun goes down Saturday night, then that begins what? The first day of the week. Because after Saturday night is Sunday. Sunday is the first day. So now you have from Sunday to Friday to begin to do your work, to accomplish your own wants, as it was written. Let's go back there. Shemot Exodus chapter 20, verse 8 to 11. Let me read that again. It says, remember the Shabbat day to sanctify it. 6 days shall you work and accomplish all your work. So from Sunday night, which is actually Saturday night, begins Sunday. So from Saturday night to Friday night, Yahweh said, accomplish all your work. But the seventh day, which is Friday night to Saturday night, you should not do any work. You, your son, your daughter, your slave, your maidservant, your animal, your convert within your gates. For in 6 days, from Sunday to Friday. Yahweh made the heavens, the earth, the sea, and all that is in them, and he rests on the seventh day. Therefore, Yahweh blessed the Shabbat day and set it apart, made it holy. So the Sabbath day is from Friday night to Saturday night. Is everybody clear on that? Any questions about that? Is there any questions about that? Is everybody clear? Put the 8 in the room if you're clear on that instruction. This is why we're together right now, because of this instruction. Let's go to Shemot, Exodus chapter 31, verse 12 to 17. Another scripture that deals with the Sabbath day while we're together right now. Shemot, Exodus chapter 31, verse 12 to 17. Let's go there and hear some instructions from Yahweh. Yahweh is a servant. Yahweh is the power of Israel. Israelites are servants to Yahweh. So he's going to always speak to the children of Israel because they are his servants. So here we go. Shemot, Exodus chapter 31, verse 12 to 17. More law about why we are together right now. Hallelujah. It says, Yahweh said to Moshe, who was Moses, saying, now you speak to the children of Israel, his servants, saying, however, you must observe my Shabbats. You must observe my Shabbats, for it is a sign between me and you and your generations to know that I am Yahweh who makes you holy. You should observe the Shabbat, for it is holy to you. Is desecrated should be put to death. For whoever does work on it, that soul will be cut off from amongst his people. For 6 days work may be done, and the seventh day is a day of complete rest. It is sacred to Yahweh. Whoever does work on the Shabbat day shall be put to death. The children of Israel should observe the Shabbat to make the Shabbat an eternal covenant for the generations. Between me and the children of Israel, it is a sign forever that in a 6 day period, Yahweh made the heavens and the earth, and on the seventh day, he rested and was refreshed. Did we hear those instructions? Very clear and very basic. First of all, Yahweh tells us that this message is for the children of Israel. Remember who the Israel, who are Israel? Yahweh's servants. So this message is for Yahweh's servants. If you are Yahweh's servant, then this message is for you. You must observe my Shabbats. Yahweh is telling all his servants that. You must observe my Shabbats. Why? For it is a sign between me and you. So it's a sign between Yahweh and you. For your generations. Because it's an everlasting thing. It's for all generations. A sign between Yahweh and the generations, every generation of Israelites. And then, what is that sign? To know, to get knowledge, that I am Yahweh, and your Bible says Lord, but now we know what Lord is. Your Lord is Yahweh's name, Yahweh. I am Yahweh, who makes you holy. So, Yahweh is the one that makes us holy. That's what's written. I am Yahweh, who makes you holy. He's speaking that to the children of Israel, because the children of Israel, who are his servants, know that Yahweh is the only power that makes us holy. Jesus don't make us holy. Allah doesn't make Israelites holy. The Mashiach doesn't make Israelites holy. The HaMashiach doesn't make Israelites holy. The Messiah doesn't make Israelites holy. Or the Holy Ghost or the Holy Spirit doesn't make Israelites holy. Because what's written is to know that I am Yehovah who makes you holy. The children of Israel, you must know that. The message is for you. Then it says, you shall observe the Shabbat, for it is holy to you. He's still talking to the children of Israel. So this is why we're together, because we want to be Israelites. We want to be servants of Yehovah, who are called Israelites. And that's why we have shut down the seventh day for him. So from Friday night to Saturday night, we are coming together because we are told to come together. And this is a reminder for all Israelites that Yehovah is the only one that makes us holy. That's what this meeting is about. That's what the Shabbat is a reminder of for Israelites. So when those who don't know themselves, who are just coming this way of life, when you come into the Shabbat day, Yehovah wants you to understand, lambs, that you are coming into this particular day because Yehovah wants you to know that he is the only one that makes you holy. You must know that. When you know that, and you know that the Shabbat day is a sign, because he just told us that, for it's a sign between me and you. It's a sign. And the sign is, I know that Yehovah is the only one that makes me holy. That's why we're together right now. So those that are just coming in the door, Yehovah wants you to know that today is a sign just between you and him. And that's important. That's why he's given the children of Israel that. Because he doesn't want nobody else between him and us. You understand? We're going to get into that as we begin to grow. Right now, we're coming to the Shabbat day. Yehovah is telling us straight out that it's a sign between him and you. To know that he is the one that makes you holy. No one else. That's important. Again, if you want to be an Israelite, because Israelites are Yehovah's servants. And Yehovah's servants must know that only Yehovah makes you holy. That's a brick, one of the cornerstones of an Israelite, that I know that Yehovah is the only one that makes me holy. And the Shabbat day is a day that is reminding me of that once a week. So that no other name, no other power will get into my head. That's what the Shabbat day was designed for. To make sure that Israelites know that Yehovah is the only one that makes you holy. See? And then he says, whoever does work on it, that soul will be cut off from his people. What he's saying is, you'll be cut off from Israel. Because if you work, that means you're not showing that sign that Yehovah is your power. Which means somebody else is your power. And you're cut off from being an Israelite. That's what he's saying. You're not one of his servants then. If you go to work between Friday night and Saturday night, you are not a servant of Yehovah. Because you're not putting a sign that he makes you holy. Because he tells you to do not do any work. Don't work. He says you should not do any work. You understand? So when you go to work on the Shabbat day, you are breaking that sign. Because if Yehovah is the one that makes you holy, he's the one telling you don't work, and you went to work, that means he's not the one that makes you holy, then someone else is. Because you're following someone else's authority and not his. So that breaks the sign between you and him. Which means you're cut off from being an Israelite. And that's what he's saying. That soul should be cut off amongst his people. The people of who? Israel. So you're not an Israelite because you broke the sign. Then he tells us that 6 days work may be done. On the seventh day is a day of complete rest. It is sacred to Yehovah. Whoever does work on the Shabbat day should be put to death. It's a cutoff. You have cut yourself off from being an Israelite. You have no parts of an Israelite. That's what it means by being put to death. You are totally cut off from being a servant of his. That's what death is. You have no parts of. You have totally detached yourself from being a servant. And then he says in verse 16, Shemot X chapter 31, verse 16, he says, the children of Israel shall observe the Shabbat. He reminds us again, children of Israel, if you're an Israelite, you must observe the Shabbat to make the Shabbat an eternal covenant between the eternal covenant for generations. It's eternal, which means it's forever. The word eternal means no end. So that's why we're talking about the Shabbat day now for newcomers, those that's coming into learning about this truth. You have to do the Shabbat if you want to be an Israelite, because that's a sign that Yahuwah, that you know, and you're showing Yahuwah that you know that He is the only one that makes you holy when you don't go to work. And then it's also an agreement between you and Him. That's what a covenant is. An agreement, a contract. He said it's an eternal contract between you and Him, that you know that He's the only one that makes you holy. And that means you are a true servant. And He wants to see the sign. Only true servants of Yahuwah will keep the Shabbat. And that's what He's saying. The children of Israel shall observe the Shabbat to make the Shabbat an eternal covenant for generations. Between Me and the children of Israel is a sign forever. See, the sign's forever. So it must be done throughout all generations that say to Israel, you must do the Shabbat. So again, we are together because you have come into this meeting because you want to be an Israelite. You heard about an Israelite. You heard about, I want to be a servant of Yahuwah. He called you. You have come into this meeting. And now He's saying to you, now you're in this meeting, I want you to learn, I want you to know something. One, I am Yahuwah who makes you holy. No one else does. That's what the Shabbat is a sign about. And you must keep this sign between Me and you forever. So every Friday night and Saturday night, you as an Israelite must put this sign between you and Yahuwah. And no one else could come between that. That's important. That's why it says it's sacred to Yahuwah. It means it's close, it's dear to Him. It's close to Him. It's holy to Him. And it's showing the sign that He is the one that makes you holy because you are following what He said to do. Aliyah. Let's continue. Let's go to Vayikra, Leviticus chapter 23, because I mentioned right there it didn't say anything about have a meeting or come together, have an assembly or come together. So where's that at? Why are we together then? That was somebody else may ask. Why are we together today? I didn't see, it didn't say gather ourselves together, have an assembly, or have a holy convocation. A convocation is a meeting. I didn't see holy convocation there. So let's go to a scripture. Let's see if we're supposed to have a meeting. See if we're supposed to come together or not. Vayikra, Leviticus chapter 23, verse 1 to 3. Let's see if the Shabbat is a holy convocation. Why are we together? Why are we having this meeting? Because we didn't see it in Exodus 20. We didn't see it in Shemot, Exodus chapter 31 either. But we're going to see it here. See, everything that we're going to learn in this class, you're going to have the book, the chapter, and verse to look at. To say, okay, I see it. Okay, I know that's what's written. Okay, I know that what the Creator said. This man is not telling me something that's not written. So I'm going to follow what's written for my own benefit, for my own life. Because, again, I have to choose life. No one can choose it for me. So I didn't see the holy convocation. I didn't see the meeting. So where's that at? It's here. Vayikra, Leviticus chapter 23, verse 1 to 3. Hallelujah. Here you will see why we gather ourselves together, why we must have a holy convocation, a holy meeting, a holy gathering. It says, hallelujah. Vayikra, Leviticus chapter 23, verse 1 to 3. Hallelujah. It says, Yahuwah spoke to Moshe, saying, speak to the children of Israel, talking to the Israelites again, and say to them, this message is for them, Yahuwah's appointed festivals that you are to designate as holy convocations. These are My appointed festivals. For 6 days, labor may be done. On the seventh day is a day of complete rest, a holy convocation. There's a meeting, a holy meeting, a holy gathering. You should not do any work. It is a Shabbat for Yahuwah and all your dwelling places. So now we're getting instructions from Yahuwah in this particular chapter and verse and verses that He is telling the children of Israel, because that's what He told Moshe to speak to the children of Israel and tell them this, that 6 days labor may be done. We read that already. 6 days work can be done. And the seventh day is a day of complete rest. Stop work. Have a holy convocation. And that's why we're together right now. Right there. It says have a holy meeting. you shall not do any work. That's why we're not working. It is a Shabbat for Yehovah. See, it's not a Shabbat for nobody else, no other power. It is a Shabbat for Yehovah. It's not a Shabbat for the Messiah. It's not a Shabbat for the HaMashiach. It's not a Shabbat for Jesus. It's not a Shabbat for Allah. It's not a Shabbat for the Holy Ghost. There's his name again. In your Bible say Lord, but we found out that Lord is his name, Yehovah in the Hebrew. So it is a Shabbat for Yehovah. See? In all your dwelling places, so no matter where you are in this world, he wants you to do the Shabbat, no matter where you live at. That's why it says in all your dwelling places, no matter where you live out on the planet Earth, you must keep the Shabbat between you and him if you are an Israelite. Because remember, the message is for Israel. Speak this to the children of Israel. So if you are a servant of Yehovah, because that's what the Israelite is, we found that out in Vayikra, Leviticus chapter 25, verse 55, that's what an Israelite is, a servant of Yehovah. So if you are a servant of Yehovah, who created the heaven and the earth, we read that earlier, too, in Shemot, Exodus chapter 20, verse 8 to 11, Yehovah made the heavens and the earth in 6 days. He's the creator. We're going to go into that as well. But right now, I am concentrating on why we're together. So everybody knows now, we're not doing this on our own. Nobody's making this up. We are coming together because we're told to on the seventh day. The Shabbat day is the seventh day. The seventh day is Friday night to Saturday night. It's now Friday night. We're together. So that means we're being obedient to the scriptures. If we came together Sunday night, we wouldn't be obedient. If we came together Sunday during the daytime, like we went to church, we wasn't obedient because Sunday is the first day, not the seventh day. So that's not what the scriptures say. So that means we have been doing something that the Creator did not tell the children of Israel to do or anybody. So that's something you must know for yourself. We're reading it, we're looking at it, and we are doing it because we're told to do it. It says you must observe the Shabbat, Israelites. We want to be Israelites, so we are being obedient to those words. If you are an Israelite and you want to be an Israelite, then you must be obedient to the voice of your Creator, who is Yahweh. The one that you're supposed to put the sign between. Okay. So everybody should be clear or not. Anybody have any questions thus far? On anything we went over so far? Any questions? Right now, we're just going over very clear, basic instructions. Something that you can see, something that you're reading. No one's making it up, no one's preaching. You're reading it. You're looking at it, and it's right before your eyes. So we got that. Okay, let's move on to the next thing. Yahweh's name. Let's go to some scripture that's going to deal with his name. Things we need to know. Need to know your Creator's name, Israel. We just found out the Shabbat is a sign between Israelites and Yehovah. We found out that it is Yehovah who makes Israel holy. Okay. So let's go to some scripture that's going to deal with his name. Very important, so that now you will begin to use his name and not God or Lord, because that's not his name. Lord and God is not the Creator's name. Those are generic. Again, God means power or powers, and Lord means master, and those names are also used for people. People are called Lord. Lord so-and-so. And there's all kinds of gods. But even people's gods have names. They have names. Even idols have names. So the Creator has a name. And we need to use that name. that he gave us. And that's important. That was something that was taken from us. So we must understand that. And all this is foundational brickwork. Let's begin. Let's go to Shemot, Exodus chapter 3, verse 13 to 16. Shemot, Exodus chapter 3, let's start there. Because it's important. These are things you must know. This is the beginning. This is a foundational, elementary understanding of this way of life. You must know your Creator's name. That's why we have the third commandment. Don't use my name in vain. How are you going to know not to use his name in vain if you don't know his name? That means we know his name. To use it in vain or not. He says, don't use my name in vain. That means you must know his name then. If he gives you a commandment that says, don't use my name in vain, which is the third commandment. So he has a name. And let's find out what that is. Shemot, Exodus chapter 3, verse 13 to 16. Hallelujah. It says, Moshe said to the Most Highest, behold, when I come to the children of Israel and say to them, the power of your forefather has sent me to you, and they say to me, what is his name? What should I say to them? That's a good answer. That's a good question. When I go to the children of Israel and I tell them that the power, because remember he didn't say their name, As I said, God is not his name. He says, I tell them the power the forefather sent me, the power. What was it? And they say to me, well, what is his name? Because it don't say power. Don't say God to us. Because that just means power. What is his name? There's many powers, many gods. So what God are you referring to? What's his name? Very powerful question. You need to know the name of your power. Like I was saying, horsepower, this power, that power. What kind of power are you referring to? It has a name. The Creator has a name. So that was a question that Moses asked. Moshe is Hebrew for Moses. And he's asking a powerful question. And that's a question that somebody coming this way of life, that's a question you will have too. Well, what is his, well, what is the Creator's name? If his name is not Lord, his name is not God, well, what is his name? Moshe asked that question. Well, what is your name? What should I tell them your name is? And then, verse 14, it says, Yahweh answered Moshe, I shall be as I shall be. In Hebrew, is Iyeh Iyeh. He said, so shall you say to the children of Israel, I shall be, Iyeh has sent me to you. Then in verse 15, because it doesn't stop there. Verse 15, it says, and the Most High said further to Moshe, so shall you say to the children of Israel, Yahuwah, that Yod Hey Wav Hey, the power of your forefathers, the power of Abraham, the power of Yitzchak, Isaac, the power of Yaakov, Jacob, has dispatched me to you. This is my name forever. This is my remembrance from generation to generation. If you notice the difference between 14 and 15 is a difference. And I'll read the difference. Notice in verse 14, Yahweh just said, I shall be as I shall be. But he didn't say that I shall be is my name forever. Or that is my name that you're supposed to remember me by. He didn't say it in 14. So we have to be very obedient and listen to instructions. That's very important. Listen to instructions. When I read Shemot chapter 3 verse 14, I'll read it again. Let's see if we see, this is my name forever. This is the name that you're supposed to remember me by from generation to generation. If it's not that, then that's the name we're not going to use. Verse 14. Shemot chapter 3 verse 14, I'll read it again. It says, hallelujah, it says, Yahuwah answered Moshe and said, I shall be as I shall be, which is Iyeh Iyeh. He says, so shall you say to the children of Israel, Iyeh has sent me to you. But you notice that in verse 14, he didn't say that EA is my name that you're supposed to remember. He didn't say that that's my name forever. And he didn't say this is the name that you're supposed to remember me from generation to generation. Pass this name down to your generation, and that's the name I want you to call me. He didn't say that. So because he didn't say that, and we want to be obedient to Yehovah as being his servants, we are not going to do that. Not us. There are people who use that. They use EA. They don't use Yehovah. They use this. This is his name. And again, that's not being obedient. Because he didn't say that's my name forever. Or the name you're supposed to remember me by. And I'm going to expound on that right now. Yehovah said, I shall be as I shall be, because he wants to make sure that everyone understands that he is beyond all names. That's why I say, I shall be as I shall be. I'm beyond every name. Because I came before every name. So, one thing about the Creator, he wants to always give us utmost truth first. So, that's what he did. But he knows that we live on the earth. And he knows that we're going to need a name living here on the earth. We're going to need something to identify him from other gods, other powers. So, he has to give us a name. He knows that. So that's why it goes on further in 15. He has to give us a name. We can't say just any name, because that won't distinguish him from any other god. So that means you can call him whatever. He don't want that. But he does give us understanding about I shall be as I shall be, which means I am beyond every name. Because remember, a name is created. Yehovah before creation. So it's before any name. He came before a name. You understand? So that's all he's saying there. He's saying, I'm beyond all names. That's why I shall be as I shall be. You understand? But our power knows we live on the earth, so therefore he knows the children of Israel. We need a name to pray. We need a name to go through. We need a name. So he goes on further. He doesn't stop there. So let's continue. Verse 15. Shemot X chapter 3 verse 15. He says, the Most High said further to Moshe. That means there's more information. When somebody says further, that means, uh-oh, there's some more. Something else I got to listen to. He says, so you say to the son of Israel. Now he gives us a name. He says, Yahuwah. That Yod-Heh-Wav-Heh is there. The power of your forefathers. That's his name. The power of your forefathers. The power of Abraham. What's his name? Yehovah. The power of Yitzchak. What's his name? Yehovah. The power of Yaakov. Jacob. What's his name? Yehovah. Has dispatched me to you. This is my name forever. This is my remembrance from generation to generation. So what I do is, what you can do is this. You have choice. You have a choice. There's two choices. If someone feels that, well, I'm not sure, uncertain about Yehovah, because you have a right to be that way. Yeah, I don't think that's his name. I'm not comfortable with that, or I'm not convinced. I don't know that's really his name or not. So what you can do is this: if you are uncertain, then you can just say the power of Abraham, the power of Isaac, the power of Jacob, or you can say the power of Abraham, the power of Yitzchak, and the power of Yaakov. When you say your prayers, if you're not comfortable with saying Yehovah, if you're not confident in saying Yehovah, if you don't have no realization of the name yet, then you would just say the power of Abraham, the power of Isaac, the power of Jacob in your prayer. You say the power of Abraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, you want to use the Hebrew in your prayer to him. And because Abraham served him, Yitzchak served him, and Jacob, Yaakov served him, then you're serving Yehovah. You understand? So, for those who are not don't know, or they're not confident in that, because they don't have no realization of that, the name, then what you can do is you can say, you can pray in the name of Avram, the power of Avram, the power of Yitzchak, the power of Yaakov. And that will direct that saying that you serve the same power they did, which is Yehovah. You understand? So, for those who are uncertain of pronunciation, if you have an issue with that, because that, remember, is your choice, then to be safe for yourself, then you will say the power of Abraham, the power of Yitzchak, the power of Yaakov, or if you don't know the Hebrew, say Abraham, the power of Abraham, the power of Isaac, and the power of Jacob. And that's how you alleviate that. For those who are confident, for those who have understanding, like I said, hallelujah, that's his name, in Yahuwah, then you would say Yehoah. You would use his name, because that's his name. And then it says, that's my name forever. This is my remembrance from generation to generation. That's the name that we're supposed to use and pass down to our children. And that's the name that we're supposed to continue to pass down throughout the generations. And then he says in verse 16, he says, go and gather the elders of Israel and say to them, Yehoah, the power of your forefathers has appeared to me, the power of Abraham, the power of Yitzchak, the power of Yaakov, saying, I have surely remembered you and what is done to you in Egypt. So again, for those who are uncertain, say the power of Abraham, the power of Yitzchak, the power of Yaakov. For those who are certain, you say Yehoah. Both are the same. Say Yehoah, that's his name. If you say the power of Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, you're saying Yehoah. So either one you use, whatever you choose to use. But if you're not going to say Yehoah, then you have to say the power of Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, because that's, you have to direct your prayer to that power. You understand? You must say Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov if you're not going to say Yehoah. Because you have to be very specific. That's why he says the names of our forefathers, because they served him. So you have to point your prayer, point your praise directed towards him. And if you're not going to say the name of Yehoah, then you have to direct your prayers and your praise to the power of Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. You're saying Yehoah. You're directing your prayers to him. You're directing your prayers to the power that they serve, who is Yehoah. So you got those two choices. You understand? Stop saying Lord, because that's not his name. Stop saying God, because that's not his name. Again, the word God, the G, is not in Yehoah name. It's not in hallelujah. So that's how you understand that. So stop using Lord, because it's too generic and it's too broad. Stop using God, because it's generic and it's too broad. You're just saying powers. That could be anything. That could be anything. It can relate to anybody. You understand? Everybody clear on that? Any questions about that? So you have two choices. Either say the power of Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, or you say Yehoah. Either one. It's fine. But you can't go outside of that. Because if you do, you're not being obedient. See? Because right here is Yehoah. And then it's the power of Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. You understand? So it's either one or the other. Or you can say Yehoah, the power of Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. You can say both. It's still the same power. But you have to use that design. You cannot make up something, because Yehoah just told us, that is my name forever. This is my remembrance from generation to generation. So you must use his name, Israelites. And true Israelites will use his name. Or they will use Abraham, the power of Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. But you must say that if you're not going to say Yehoah. If you notice, again, here, when Moshe asked the question, you don't hear, my name is Messiah. You don't see, my name is Jesus or Yeshua. It's not here. You don't see anointed. My name is Anointed One. Or the HaMashiach. You don't see that here. So that means if it's not written, it's something that Israelites should not be doing. And if you are doing those things, then you're not following what's written. And if you're not following what's written, then you're following you're going on your own mind. Which means you're leaning on your own understanding at that point. And that's not good. That's low toe. That's no good. That's a sign of disobedience. Because he didn't say Yeshua. It doesn't say Jesus. It doesn't say Lord. It doesn't say God. It's those four letters in the Hebrew. The Yod, the He, the Wav, the He. Yahuwah. That's what's there. So, again, his name is not Yeshua, the creator of Israel, the power of Israel. His name is not Yeshua. His name is not Jesus. His name is not God. His name is not Lord. So those names, his name is not Messiah. His name is not Mashiach or HaMashiach. That's not what's written. So remember, there's no debating. There's no, that's what's written. That's what's written. And that's what's written. Now you have to make a choice. I either say I can follow that or I don't. Again, that's up to the individual. All we're doing now is placing before us life, death, the blessing, the curse. The choice is yours. Let's continue with the name. It's very important because it deals with your prayer life. It deals with your praise. As an Israelite, coming to the door, you must know your name and your power. That's like a child knowing their alphabet or the count to 1 to 10. Count, say your ABCs and your 1, 2, 3s. This is an ABC and 1, 2, 3 lesson right here. You must know the name of your power. How are you going to go out and represent Israel or say you're an Israelite and somebody asks you, what's the name of your power, and you don't know? Or you say God, and the person that has knowledge will say God. What God? Which God are you referring to? God of war? It's still a name. It's still a title. God is not a title. You understand? And that's a universal thing. Everybody knows the name of their God. Even a Muslim knows the name of their God is Allah. But they have a name. They don't say God. They got a name for their God. You understand? And it doesn't say Father. It didn't say Father here. Father is generic. It's too broad. You call your father, your biological father, one that brought you into this world, you call him Father. So that's, Yahweh didn't say, my name is Father. He didn't tell Moshe to go and tell the children of Israel, the Father. He said, on the power of your forefathers, he didn't say, call me Father. So again, that's generic. It's too broad. Your father still had a name. You say, you call him Father. You call your own father. Or they dad. Father. But the world, he got a name. When he was born, they gave him a name to separate him, to give him identity, to separate him from someone else. Your father has a name. And people that's not his, when he goes to work, they call him his name. Somebody, a supervisor calling on the intercom, so-and-so. They're not calling him father or dad. They call him by his name. He has a name to distinguish him from the other co-workers. His name brings distinction. That's the purpose of this message right now. Yahweh likes to be distinct. He likes to be separated. So he gave us a name. That's why Moshe asked, when I go to the children of Israel and I tell them the power of their forefathers sent me, he said, power, they're going to ask me, what is your name? What to distinguish you from everybody else. Very important. This is ABCs and 1, 2, 3s of Israelite. Every Israelite must know that. Or you're not carrying the true light. You're carrying false light. You're not carrying divine light. You must know your power's name. And you must use his name because his name is powerful. And that's why he took that from us. And gave you Lord. Gave us God and Father. There's no power in that. Because it's still not his name. You understand? Again, only placing, you eat what you want to eat. You don't like what's being served, don't eat it. But my job is to serve Yahweh's people. That's it. So I have to do my job, and that's to serve his people the proper food. And it's up to the people if they want to eat it. And I pray everyone's eating. Because what I'm saying is already in you. You can recognize it. It's already in us. But let's continue. So now we got his name. Let's continue. Let's look at some more scripture that deal with that, his name. Let's go to Shemot Exodus chapter 34 verse 5. Let's go there. Shemot Exodus chapter 34 verse 5.